You bloody well know, don't you? How long have you known? Blouse shook his head. No, they would see through you in a flash. You are a fine bunch of lads, but there is only one man here who'd stand a chance of getting away with it. Manacle?
Yes, sir,
said Shufti, rigid with instant panic. Can you all find me a dress, do you think? Maledict was the first to break the silence.
Sir, are you telling us you're going to try to get in dressed as a woman?
Well, I'm clearly the only one who's had any practice, said Blouse, rubbing his hands together. At my old school, we were in and out of skirts all the time. He looked around at the circle of absolutely expressionless faces.
Theatricals, you see,
he said brightly. No girls at our boarding school, of course, but we didn't let that stop us. Why, my Lady Sprightly in a comedy of cuckolds is still talked about, I understand, and as for my yum-yum, is Sergeant Jackham all right? The sergeant had folded up, but with his face still level with his knees, he managed to croak,
Old war wounds, sir, come upon me sudden like.
Please help him, Private Igor. Where was I? I can see you all look puzzled, but there's nothing strange about this. Fine old tradition, men dressing up as girls. In the sixth form, the chaps used to do it for their jape all the time. He paused for a moment and added thoughtfully, Especially Wrigglesworth, for some reason. He shook his head as if dislodging a thought and went on, Anyway, I have some experience in this field, you see.
And what would you do if, I mean, when you got in, sir, said Polly. You won't just have to fool the guards. There'll be other women in there.
That will not present a problem, Perks, said Blouse. I shall act in a feminine way, and I have this stage trick, do you see, where I make my voice sound quite high-pitched like this. The falsetto could have scratched glass. See, he said. No, if we need a woman, I'm your man.
Amazing, sir, said Maledict. For a moment I could have sworn there was a woman in the room.
And I could certainly find out if there are any other badly guarded entrances. Blouse went on. Who knows? I might even be able to procure a key off one of the guards by means of feminine wiles. In any case, if things are all clear, I shall send a signal. A towel hanging from a window, perhaps. Something clearly unusual, anyway.
There was some more silence. Several of the squad were staring at the ceiling.
Yes, said Polly. I can see you've thought this out carefully, sir.
Blouse sighed. If only Wrigglesworth were here, he said.
Why, sir?
Amazingly clever chap at laying his hands on a dress, young Wrigglesworth, said the lieutenant.
Polly caught Maledict's eye. The vampire made a face and shrugged.
Said Shufti.
Yes, Manacle.
I do have a petticoat in my back, sir.
Good heavens, why?
Shufti went red. She hadn't worked out an answer.
Bandages, sir,
Igorina cut in smoothly.
Yes, yes, that's right, said Shufti. I found it in the inn, back in Plune.
I asked the lads to acquire any suitable linen they might find, sir, just in case.
Very sound thinking, that man, said Blouse. Anyone else got anything?
I wouldn't be at all surprised, sir,
said Igor, staring around the room. Glances were exchanged, packs were unslung. Everyone except Polly and Maledict had something, produced with downcast eyes. A shift, a petticoat, and, in most cases, a dimity scarf, carried out of some sort of residual, unexplainable need.
You obviously must have thought we'd take serious damage, said Blouse.
Can't be too careful, sir,
said Igorina. She grinned at Polly.
Of course, I have rather short hair at present, Blouse mused.
Polly thought of her ringlets, now lost and probably stroked by Strappy, but desperation spooled through her memory.
They looked like older women, mostly, she said quickly. They wore headscarves and wimples. I'm sure Igor can make up something, sir.
We Igors are very resourceful, sir,
Igorina agreed. She pulled a black leather wallet out of her jacket.
10 minutes with a needle, sir, that's all I'll need.
Oh, I can do old women wonderfully well, said Blouse.
With a speed that made Lofty jump, he suddenly thrust out both hands twisted like claws, contorted his face into an expression of mad imbecility, and screeched,
Oh, deary me, my poor old feet! Things today aren't like they used to be. Lawks!
Behind him, Sergeant Jackram put his head in his hands.
"Amazing, sir," said Maledict. "I've never seen a transformation like it."